7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yes, yes, do not be alarmed. I realize that music made things very suspenseful and scary for you, but do not fear. You are, in fact, tuned in to the Dubious Goals Committee, because at the tone, the time will be 1930 UTC. Thing is out of control. Oh, what the hell's happening here? Yeah. Anyway, Dubious Goals Committee. It's a thing that's happening right now. We're all happy about it, except for Pippa, who was sitting here in the kitty business pit until I started talking, and then she decided to jump out of the kitty business pit, which is good because now I can pour the tea. Oh, and it looks yummy. Oh, I can't wait to drink some. What kind of tea do we have today? Oh, it's delicious. Oh my God. More. Ah. Oh yeah. We're back on the high mountain oolong today. And I needed that. Ugh. All right, I'm fired up. I'm ready to rock. Kind of. I'm a little bit weird today, but I don't care because it is strangely warm outdoors today. Yeah, like 55 degrees American. That is just silly. Maybe I'll take out the trash tonight. It is trash night, and it won't be too cold to take the trash out, so... Yeah, maybe I'll take out the trash. I haven't done that in a couple of weeks, and that's okay, because I have a 96-gallon trash can. What is that in common sense? That's like 400 liters. Well, it's a little bit less. It's 350 liters, or thereabouts. And I only generate about 40 liters of trash per week, and so I can't be bothered to take out the trash every week, can I? But Pippa is returning. She's coming back. You look suspicious. Are you sus kitty? Yes, hello sus baby. Sus baby has come back over here. You want to get back in the kitty pit? Now I gotta sit back up because the cat is looking at the synthesizer patch cables. And yeah, I see your kitty face. I see what you're looking at. And we all know that kitties are not don't look at those yummy patch cables. Those aren't for babies. Do you want to get back in the kitty business pit? I don't know what the cat is doing here. Huh. Oh, you do? You want to get back in the kitty? Okay, the cat is getting back into the kitty business pit. This is good news. This means that we can resume all kitty business transactions at this time. Okay.
You want to do some kitty business?
Yes, we're doing some kitty business. What do you want to do? Oh, you want to put in an order for 180-day kitty business futures?
What kind of kitty business?
Flops? Mouse hunting? Bird watching? Yeah, that's what we were doing yesterday. I kept hearing a weird sound. Last night, no, it wasn't last night, it was shortly after Dubious Goals Committee. After I ate lunch, it was in the late afternoon. And I was sitting down here, right where I am right now, watching some you know, culturally uplifting things on YouTube. And I kept hearing some weird noises from upstairs. I was like, what is that sound? What is that sound? And eventually, it got weird enough that I had to actually stand up and walk 5 meters over there and look upstairs. And yeah, my cat. Hi, yeah, you. I'm talking about you. My cat is sitting on top of my bass amp. One of my bass amps, the little bass amp, which is right under a window. She likes to sit on the bass amp because it's right at the level of the window so she can look out the window. And she was sitting on the bass amp looking at little birds that were in the bushes right outside the window. And when the birds would get too close, she would sort of paw at the window, swiping at the window, trying to get those birds.
Yeah, you hate those damn birdies, don't you? Yes, those damn birdies are no good.
And that's what the sound was. It was the cat sort of smacking and pawing at the window. And unfortunately, we never did get those birdies. Yeah, you didn't get them, but because you're bad at gets.
Yes, you couldn't get the mousey.
I don't know if I still have that mouse or whatever it is in my house or not. I thought I heard it last night, but then it sort of sounded like a larger animal. So I'm wondering if raccoons are in my house or possums. These are both possibilities. And I'm really tempted to look in the attic of my garage. You know, my garage has a ceiling, but there's an access point in it that leads up to a little attic. And I'm really tempted to... In all of the years that I've lived here, I've never looked up here. I've never looked up there to see what's going on, and now I'm afraid to do so, because I have a feeling that if I look up there, it's just going to be this giant raccoon colony. Snoods. Which would be all right with me. I like raccoons. You've heard this show before. That's what we do in the warm temperatures. We go out and we look for animals. So I wouldn't mind having a bunch of raccoons in my house, but... I don't know, they're sort of annoying late at night, because I can hear all these noises of animals running around in my house, and it's not my cat. Yeah, what do you think about that, Dingus? You think there's some raccoon families living up there? We should find out. You know, this would be a good day to do that. It's a nice warm day, I could pull the car out onto the driveway, I could figure out how to climb up to that thing. I don't know, probably would require a ladder. And I do have a ladder, don't I, Peppa? Yes, I do. Now, you might be asking, Hiltub, what's the ladder for? Well, I think we all know what the ladder is for. This is the Dubious Goals Committee. It only hurts when I laugh. Oh, now Peppa's leaving again. Okay, I'm going to roll back over because this is hurting my back. Yeah, ow. Ugh. There we go. Okay, I'm good. Yeah, the ladder. You know what the ladder's for. The ladder is in case anybody shows up with a round tray of hamburgers. And that way I can put the hamburgers up high. I can put them up on the top shelf until the fire gets hot.
Blender.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
Alright.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. And that's why you need a letter. How are you going to keep your hamburgers up high? How are you going to put that round tray of hamburgers on the top shelf until the fire is hot without a ladder? Right. Absolutely critical. Absolutely critical. So I think I've got no choice now but to switch over to the Autonomous Commie Republic Network.
The Autonomous Commie Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Commie people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Making soup very easy. Add water, set to boil. Add salt from the sea. Little cooking nugget oil. Making soup very easy. Add water, set to boil. Add salt from the sea. Little cooking nugget oil. Once upon a time, Boris started making soup. But he forgot the ingredient that he will never forget again. And what was missing? The bay leaf. Is the meat of course is meat. What you think is it? A trick? Is the meat of course is meat. Make you grow big and strong. Salt, pepper, sugar. What you think is it? Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. Carrot, potato. What you think is it? Oh, mama will be proud. Sorry, бабушка. It's only business. What is mission? The baby. It's the bay leaf. Mama, soup ready. The bay leaf. What is mission? Soup is ready.
What plan? Of course. What plan? Of course. What plan? Of course. What is mission?
The bay leaf.
Yes. I think we all needed that little reminder of how to make soup. And isn't that fun? Isn't that just make you want to jump up and dance? Does it make you want to dance like a man?
Your buns, I can push all your buns. again.
Glorious. Absolutely glorious. And the first thing I need to tell you is that no, I did not do that. I know the committee has been listening to me threaten to make a remix of that song, the Buff Baby song, the Buff Baby Dancing Like a Man song. But no, that was not me. That was not an official Dubious Goals Committee remix. That was the Ridin' Ridge remix. And you can find that on YouTube. Download it for yourself if you'd like. Just type in Ridin' Ridge remix. You'll come across a bunch, and Buff Baby will be in there. That'll be fun. Oh, and speaking of Buff Babies, I think we need to check in with the girls. What are the girls doing?
Yeah.
What? Again?
Sugoi!
Mechza ii! Saiko da ne!
Yeah, saiko! Okay, what is going on here? Can you hear the water? Yes, once again, our favorite Japanese bikini models are at an onsen. And they are now sitting down in an outdoor bathtub. It's winter, but the water is hot. And this is one of those rare occasions when they are not wearing bikinis. Yes, it is true that Japanese bikini models do not always have to wear bikinis. Sometimes they have to wear towels. And that's what they're wearing right now. I suspect if we hang out and watch them a little bit longer, they're going to get into some yakutas. I mean some yukatas. I mean some yakitori. You know, onsen kimonos. So we got Hitomi and Karin and Hara-chan. Oh. And we're all sitting around in an outdoor, I don't know, bathtub that's got rocks around it, because rocks and bathtubs go together in Japan. Well, as exciting as this is, I can't be bothered, because you know what time it is? I think it's time for some synth. We got some synth. Yay. All right, it's sounding very synthy around here. What were we working on yesterday? If you didn't hear the thing, it hasn't evolved any. We got some drums. Those aren't the drums. How did I mess that up already? There we go. We're going to hear a lot of this. We got drums and we got synth, and then we got the random thing. Yeah, this just sits here and warbles randomly, and we can get it to be more randomy, and we can get it to be synchy once we start the sequencer. But first, let's have some synth. Oh yeah. Extra bonus synth. It seems like it's a little off. something is wonky weird. And there goes that cable again. I hate that cable. I need to spend a lot of money on cables. But I don't want to. Interesting. I mean, didn't we experiment with that yesterday? I mean, seriously, what the hell is this? Okay. Yeah. You get the idea. So, I was thinking that we need to go somewhere with this. Do we need to add more stuff? Do we just need to adjust some of these sounds? What is it that we need to do? Well, I don't know. So, it's this that I'm concerned with. And that's fun. But maybe we need to turn the filter down a little bit. No, tub down, not up. Wait. What if we did it kind of up there? Now turn down the envelope generator. Or maybe I need to bring the resonance down. Okay, how about quit screwing with the filter decay? But see, if we leave the amp decay up and bring the filter decay down, we get those weird ghost notes in there. Listen for those. Yeah. That's kind of weird. But will we be able to hear that among all the other insanity? I don't know. Maybe we should give it a shot. See, that's cool. Now let's bring in the warbly warbly. I don't know, we got some, that's pretty damn warbly everywhere. Huh. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this. I just don't know. Okay, there's the cutoff way down. Cutoff way down, resonance way up. And more extreme. I just opened the envelope generator up a little bit more. That's kind of cool. Something just died. What's going on here? Stop. We have synth. We got drums. Oh, the battery of the bit collider died. Okay, now this is interesting because this will now be the third time I've had to charge this battery. Now, of course, I didn't use this battery for years after buying it, and then because I had no use for it until the bit collider. And now I had, how long have I had the bit collider? I've only had to charge this battery twice in like a year and a half. What the hell? I want more of these batteries. They're so great. And I know what you're thinking. So, Tobe, are we dead? No, because, wait, I don't know if this is the same size. Is this the same connector? I don't know. It turns out that my OP1 charging cable, which is just really USB, just happens to be sitting here. I gotta put the microphone down, and now I gotta do some labor. Plugging in, this is the right connector. I will be very happy, because that will just mean happiness. And is it upside down or is it the wrong damn connector? That's what I hate about USB. I think it's the wrong damn connector. USB. It's stupid. Why? Because it's not standard. There's no standards. A Tobe, USB stands for universal standard crap. Yeah, I know that's what it stands for. And that is exactly what it represents as well. If it's a standard, why are there 8 different kinds of USB connectors? That's not standard. When one USB cable won't plug into a standard USB device, that's not standard, you commies. Oh my God. I was going to go into a rant, but I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. With Bass Drop Baby right here on and on radio every single day at 19:30, but I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.